I've already answered. I sent him out there for the ninth, and then you watch the way the inning goes. He hits the first guy, and you got Ethier on deck. There's somebody else on deck. Maybe play it differently. It was Ethier. It was a pull hitter. Can do a lot of things in the hole. And you had an answer for Ethier, and so you know, if he bloops it in, maybe I leave him in there. Maybe I don't. Even then, I don't do it with Ethier on deck. So, I mean, I've explained to you what I did. You go into the inning, you watch it develops, and you make your decision.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You had Rhodes up from the very start, right?
Yeah, just in case either guy.
Well, the reason I'm asking is that then it's a long. Did he just still need all that time, or are you still delivering?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that he'd probably get Rivera up. There's no use to waste him, so he was just kind of going along. And you know, you could waste time to get him ready if something else happens.
What were they able to, both their starter and their bullpen, able to do to you guys?
That's a good thing for the hitters, but they shut us down. You know, one long ball. Didn't have a couple of chances, pitched as well. Ask the hitters.
How tough a call is it in a one-run game to make that move for defense?
Well, it was something I debated hard because Holiday's already out of the game. But, you have a one-run lead, you have three outs to get. Been through it before. You know, now you play for the tie or get behind. Well, then the ball gets hit out there that you could have won the game with. You know, if the score is tied, you don't do it. But if you got the lead and you need three outs and you think you've got a defensive answer, you know, I think it makes sense to make the move. Here again, the reason it was a tough call was because the fourth base was already out of the game. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a tough call.
You're pretty quick getting Salas out for Mott. Was he just
at Salas? Well, I mean, I just look at. Who you got a runner on third? Who's the best guy to pop up and strike him out? Not that Sal's going to do it, but you know, Mott's one of those things he does really well. Anything else?
Necessarily a guy you turn around there.
Well, he's actually having a good year both ways.
Yeah,
but I thought, you know, Arthur did what he wanted his job, and Sal's is real good against left-handers, and you know. Like I say, you watch how it develops. You try to stay on top of it. You make your decision.